Wildlife. Tree mallows grow along the cliff edges, particularly at Bigbury. They have woody stems, a little like brassica stalks, with large velvety leaves. They produce clusters of pinkish flowers with purple veins on the petals. The plants are generally anything from 50 centimetres to 2 metres tall, and even bigger. On the cliffs, especially between Bigbury and Shalacombe, you can find a wild relative of our cultivated spinach, the sea beet. Look out for its clumps of thick, dark green leaves amongst the rough grassland on the cliffs. The leaves are edible and tasty, although they do have a bit of a strong aftertaste. Wild carrot, another country cousin of a garden vegetable, also grows along these cliffs, this time more commonly between Shalacombe and Aymer Cove. Also known as Queen Anne's Lace, it has a delicate ferny feathery leaves that produces rosettes of tiny white flowers, often with a light blush in the centre of the flower head. In places, the cliffs beyond Shalacombe are peppered with rabbit warrens. This is ideal habitat for rabbits, as they prefer dry, well-drained grassland, and the gradual crumbling of these cliffs probably loosens up the soil to make digging easier. It's also nice and open up here, which means that it would be difficult for any predators to get too close without being spotted. Hazel trees line the hedge bank along the green lane from Aymer Cove to Ringmore. Hazel catkins and the tiny deep red female flowers that poke out from the ends of certain buds are among the first signs of spring. Later in the year, hazelnuts are a very important food source for, amongst others, the rare golden-coloured dormouse. Along lanes and hedgerows inland, you might glimpse a sparrowhawk. This deadly hunter preys on smaller birds and has a long tail to help it manoeuvre at high speed. It never hovers or soars, but zips around between trees and along hedgerows, often switching suddenly over a hedgerow to surprise a bird on the other side.